So we are all very, very lucky. We are all very fortunate to be here and to be here. We must have received some mercy of Srimati Radharani. Nobody can be here without mercy of Srimati Radharani. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is the Absolute Truth. And Krishna would have no meaning if there was no Srimati Radharani. Because Krishna means the Supreme Lord who has all the energies. And Srimati Radharani is the source of all the energies. She is Adi Shakti. Also, she is known as Hladini Shakti. Energy of bliss. And she arranges everything so that Krishna is always happy. She is personification of Krishna's happiness. So we know that absolute must be happiness, right? Absolute is love. So Srimati Radharani is the external manifestation of that happiness, of that love. So when Krishna, in his heart, manifests his bliss, he wants to manifest externally bliss, mercy, happiness, then Radharani is the golden reflection of his heart. This is Srimati Radharani. So this is why she, Chaitanya Charitamrita, has a very beautiful verse, very famous verse. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Hladini Shakti Rasma Dekat Manava Pibhuvi Pura Deha Vedam Gatau Tau Chaitanya Kyam Prakatam Adunata Dvayam Chai Kyam Aptam Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Svarupam. Eternally, Radha and Krishna are one. So Krishna is Krishna Pranaya Vikritir. She is the form of love for Krishna, or of Krishna's love. And they are eternally one, and when they manifest as two, they manifest as Radha and Krishna, and now these two again manifested as one, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Gauranga, who came to this world 500 years ago, to bless all of you. So that now we can gather Najibirtova 27 and we can hear about Radha and Krishna. So this is Krishna who covered himself in the Radha Bhava duty. He's covered in the effulgence of Srimati Radharani. Srila Prabhupada, glorifies Srimati Radharani in many places in his books. Narayani Madhuri said that Srila Prabhupada wrote to the pujaris who worship in Vrindavan on the altar that when they offer a flower, they should not give flower directly to Krishna. They should give the flower into the hand of Srimati Radharani. Yes? Because if you give the flower, lotus flower, directly to Krishna, then, okay, he usually will take it based on your bhakti, on your love for him, on your devotion. But if you give it to Srimati Radharani, then there is no doubt. It's clear. He definitely will take this flower because it's offered by Srimati Radharani. It's absolutely clear. And also, when we think that we are giving something to Krishna directly, and if he accepts, that's also only with the grace of Srimati Radharani, because she is giving bhakti to us so that we can offer to Krishna. She connects us to Krishna. she can give us a drop. She is Hladini Shakti. She is the pleasure potency of Krishna. And bhakti, devotional service, is a combination of two energies, Samvit Shakti and Hladini Shakti. Energy of bliss, this is Hladini Shakti, pleasure potency, and of knowledge, Samvit, complete, perfect, absolute understanding. So this is bhakti. You have to know absolute, you have to know Krishna, and you have to also want to make Krishna happy. Yeah, so this is coming from Srimati Radharani. This is coming from Srimati Radharani. And this is bhakti. And this also is the secret of bhakti, that not only you want to be, you want Krishna to be happy, you are happy desiring Krishna's happiness. You're happy serving Krishna. This is bhakti. Otherwise, you know, it's like, okay, yes, he's the boss. All right. I have to offer. Okay, Krishna, take. So, be happy. Krishna, be happy with this humble offering. It's okay. That's also nice when, you know, at least we accept that we are connected. Even if we ask something from Krishna, this is also some proper connection. But bhakti means that we are already happy. That we happy just thinking, oh, I will give this to Krishna and he will be happy. And just thinking this, I'm happy. So I'm happy to think that Krishna will be happy. This is bhakti, right? Otherwise, it's, I don't know, office work or some other work. So you're already happy. So this is given. Srimati Radharani invests a drop of her potency into us through the parampara, through the disciplic succession. And then we can serve Krishna. So this is a very special day. For us, we celebrate Radhashtami. Oftentimes, Janmashtami, Krishna's birthday, is a public preaching event because everybody heard about Krishna Janmashtami. You don't even say Krishna Janmashtami; you just say Janmashtami. In India, everybody knows Janmashtami means Krishna's birthday, right? But Radharani, okay, somebody knows, somebody doesn't know. So this is usually for the own people, you know, for the svoya, you know? And this is actually the biggest festival in Vrindavan. Today is the biggest festival in Vrindavan because Vrindavan is the place where everybody is trying to serve Srimati Radharani. So just now, the last darshan in Vrindavan finished, just as here we had kirtan. That was the last darshan, a very secret darshan. Many people don't even know that there is a darshan at 10 o'clock in the night in Vrindavan. This is a darshan, very special darshan, where you can see, this is one day of two in the year when you can have darshan of Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. She very humbly hides her lotus feet under her sari in the altar. But today, on her birthday, she gives the merciful darshan of her shining lotus feet. And here on the altar, you can also see. There is a picture. So this is Srimati Radharani's lotus feet darshan. So just now, we had in Vrindavan, Dinabandhu was singing, and so then at 7 minutes after 10, they opened the altar, and everybody was in bliss and in ecstasy. And then for like maybe 7-10 minutes, they showed the darshan. There was the darshan, and then they closed, and everybody was singing, oh, it was so beautiful. So then they immediately opened again. And this year, actually, it's quite, this year it was quite special, because I remember sometimes pujaris were opening the altar. They have massive wooden doors there, three times. I remember four times. But today, They were opening like maybe 10 times. You know, they were closing, and you were thinking, oh, that's okay, that's it. But it was so nice. And then again they open. And then again they close, and of course I couldn't be there personally. I had to see through the webcam, right? And somebody put the camera not on the feed, but somewhere to the side. So you didn't catch the last darshan, and you think, oh, and they close. So, but the pujaris, again they open. And again you can see the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. So this was a very special darshan. So, but maybe 10 times they were opening today, and to give happiness to all the present devotees, and devotees were all singing in ecstasy, almost like you here. They were jumping higher. They were jumping higher, singing and chanting. The melody was different, though. It is somebody, okay. Srila Prabhupada says that Srimati Radharani is personification of Krishna's mercy. So whatever mercy exists anywhere, it's coming from Srimati Radharani. So therefore Srila Prabhupada writes in his books that therefore until today in Vrindavan they worship more Radharani than Krishna. Like also Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, you may know this famous story, how he saw some devotees from I think from Rajasthan, who came to Radhakund, a very sacred place in near Vrindavan, which is sacred to Srimati Radharani. And he said, they worship Radharani because she is dear to Krishna. But we worship Krishna because he is dear to Srimati Radharani. So that's how Bhaktisiddhanta explained. This is the difference. Actually, she is our main object of worship. And that's why Prabhupada says that until today in Vrindavan, everybody is saying Jai Radhe, Jai, Jai Shri Radhe. So this is in Vrindavan, everything, good morning, goodbye, and thank you. It's no good morning. They say Jai Shri Radhe, Radhe Radhe. Glorifying Srimati Radharani. And Srila Prabhupada glorifies Brijbasis, and he says that this is the proper way to approach Krishna, that we go through devotees and we go through the perfect devotee. Srimati Radharani is the topmost devotee. She is the topmost of all devotees. She is the topmost personification of love for Krishna. And one of her qualities is, we have heard today in Prabhupada's lecture, is that she is very humble. This is one of paradoxes of Srimati Radharani's position. She has the topmost position. She has topmost love for Krishna. And she is the humblest at the same time. Usually in this world we see it's working the other way around. If you have top position, then you can be proud. If you have not a very high position, you can also be proud. But Srimati Radharani, Srila Prabhupada was saying in today's lecture, it was from Radhashtami in London, 71. He was saying that Radharani, when he sees anybody, any devotee, it's one of her 25 qualities, that if she sees any devotee who wants, of any level, one of her 25 qualities is, special qualities, is that she's shelter of all kinds of devotees. Not only of, you know, some very, officially approved. She's the shelter of all the devotees. And so therefore Prabhupada says that when she sees somebody who tries to please Krishna, that's her highest desire. So therefore she goes to Krishna and says, look at this devotee. this devotee is so much better than me. Please accept her service or his service. Prabhupada says that I may be a fool. I may be the last fool. But if Srimati Radharani recommends me to Krishna, then Krishna has to accept me. He will accept me. So, this is why we dedicate half of our japa and kirtan to Srimati Radharani. Yes? And we dedicate, we can even say the important part, the beginning. We say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we begin with her name. So Hare is a form of address to Srimati Radharani. We begin with her name and we conclude with her name. And half of the Hare Krishna mantra is her name. And Krishna says that nobody is more dear to me than Srimati Radharani, and then therefore anybody who worships me without Srimati Radharani, he cannot get my complete mercy. But if somebody chants my name with Radharani's name together, then he achieves the topmost position. He achieves supreme perfection. These are the words of Krishna himself. He says these words to Srimati Radharani. Also, there is another quote where Krishna says that when I hear somebody saying Ra, then I become attentive and personally look at this person. And if after that he says De, then I go to this person and I always accompany this person personally. I cannot leave the company of such a person who chants the names of Radha, who chants Radhe, Radhe, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is one of the qualities of bhakti. And you have this beautiful book which has been just recently published in Slovenian, Bhakti. So this was published last year. So it describes the qualities of bhakti. There are six qualities of bhakti. First quality is that pure bhakti, which is the real bhakti, makes you free from all suffering. Root of suffering, of course, is lack of knowledge, ignorance, as is explained in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and other places. Then second, it gives you all auspiciousness. Shubhada. Shubhada means all auspiciousness, and it's explained what is all auspiciousness. Means that you become happy, you become attractive, you develop all good qualities, and you are friendly to all the living entities. So the acharyas are asking why friendliness to all the living entities is mentioned separately when all good qualities have already been mentioned. So Jiva Goswami says, because this is the heart of good qualities. So that's why, to emphasize, it was mentioned one more time separately. Prinanam, Jagat Prinam, that you are friendly to the whole world, to everybody. And so this comes from the very beginning. These qualities are manifesting as soon as we get in touch with bhakti. And two more qualities is that bhakti is very rare. On the higher stages of bhakti is not cheap. And when you achieve those higher stages, then moksha laghutakriti, it makes even liberation or freedom look like nothing to you, like something completely unimportant. Even nirvana, brahmananda, you think, what's the, this is just peanuts, you know, it's something insignificant. compared to bhakti. And then if you achieve the level of prema, as you can read here, then two more qualities are manifested. One is sandrananda. Sandrananda. Do we have anybody who is Sandra here? So sandrananda means concentrated bliss, and Krishna Karshini Chasa. So it attracts even Krishna. So Krishna is bound by your bhakti. And the example of this is given as Shrimati Radharani. Shrimati Radharani is Kralitsa Bhakti. She is the queen of bhakti. So she makes Krishna completely conquered. So we hear that in Vaikuntha, in other spiritual planets, where the Lord is manifest in His majestic form as the Supreme Lord with His symbols, and so He is more beautiful than Lakshmi. His energy in Vaikunthas, he conquers Lakshmi by His beauty, as was also shown in this pastime of Mohini Murti when he manifested his feminine form. But in Goloka Vrindavan, in Krishna Loka, Radharani is more attractive than Krishna. So she conquers Krishna by her beauty and by her qualities. In Goloka Vrindavan. That's why she her name is Madan Mohan Mohini. He is called Madan Mohan, one who is conquering God of love. So God of love came to Vrindavan to see what's happening, and he saw that Krishna is dancing with the gopis, with the cowherd girls, and so he thought, oh, it's very romantic, so maybe I can agitate Krishna. He's already probably in love, very in very romantic situation. So maybe I can, you know, add some of my arrows. And but it took him a little time to take aim, because they were dancing, there were gopis, and the trees were covering. So therefore, he couldn't shoot immediately. But as he was taking aim, he was looking at Krishna more and more, and he was seeing the beauty of Krishna, and he was seeing the elegance of Krishna, he was seeing the effulgence of Krishna, and Krishna was so wonderful that God of love could not even shoot. He just looked at Krishna and fainted. So that's why Krishna is called Madan Mohan. Madan Mohan. He is even conquering, he's bewildering God of love. But he is bewildered, or he is conquered by Shrimati Radharani. He has conquered God of love, but Shrimati Radharani conquers him. So that's why her name is Madan Mohan Mohini. And it's described that actually Nectar of Devotion describes that. You remember the illustration to this, the example, how Krishna is conquered by Shrimati Radharani? It's described that in the morning he goes to milk the cows, and then Shrimati Radharani is passing nearby, and she makes believe that she doesn't even look at him. Of course, she looks from the corner of her eyes. And it said that this look from the corner of her eyes completely conquers Krishna. Yeah, because on one side, she looks at Krishna, so she shows her interest in Krishna. On the other side, she pretends that she doesn't look. So it means she wants him to worry. Maybe she is not looking. So it means that she has some feelings for him. So therefore, when Krishna sees that sidelong glance from the corner of Radharani's eye, then Nectar of Devotion describes that he goes to milk the cows, and instead of milking a cow, he starts milking a bull. You know? It's in Nectar of Devotion. You would not expect this from a cowherd, expert cowherd man, you know, to make such a mistake. Dangerous also. So, today we are celebrating her birthday. So that's been 5,000 years, more than 5,000 years, but she's always present. And even her expansion of her expansion, goddess of fortune, just by her glance, just by looking at somebody, she can bless you with any opulences, fulfill any desires, any good fortune, whatever it can be, any wealth, any good qualities, any knowledge or detachment if you need, anything. So even Lakshmi. So what to speak about Srimati Radharani? So, of course, what devotees are praying for is bhakti. So this is Srimati Radharani, please engage me in pleasing your Krishna, in serving your Krishna. Please bestow a little drop of your love into my heart so that I could satisfy Krishna with my service. So this is the main blessing that a devotee is asking for when devotee is chanting Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. And because Srimati Radharani is very merciful, she wants everybody to be happily and lovingly engaged in devotional service to Krishna. So that's why also she wants everybody to become a perfect devotee. And she's also very happy when you help others to come to the blissful devotional service, to the blissful ocean of devotional service. So when we act for Krishna's pleasure, we can satisfy Krishna. So you can wish happiness to others, and happiness is possible only when somebody is in their real position, when they are devotees, and so that means Krishna consciousness. So you can give them bhakti. We have these beautiful books, fresh in Slovenian, so you can take it for your friends, for Srimati Radharani's satisfaction. You can pray for everybody. You can try to do something for Krishna and for other devotees. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Prasad means mercy, right? It's also coming from Srimati Radharani. So, I guess you are all already prepared to the next part. You have a question, Gaura Chandranana? He, Zakaj Srila Prabhupada ne poudarjal ponavljanje Radhe Radhe celo na Radhaštami? Če to je tak pomembno. Correct? Right? You can see that Srila Prabhupada translates always that Hare in Hare Krishna mantra means Radharani. So he is showing. So in other words, he gives Radharani's name, and he is a greatest devotee of Radharani's name. He actually, thanks to him, now we can learn about Srimati Radharani. You can actually check Prabhupada's books. In all of Prabhupada's books, Srila Prabhupada mentions Srimati Radharani. Practically in every canto, the topic may be some Lord Shiva, creation of the universe or something, but Prabhupada will say that there is a spiritual world and there is Radharani. So by his grace, we all learn about Srimati Radharani. But because it's not cheap, so that we don't take it cheaply, so that we don't think that Krishna is an ordinary person, extraordinary yogi, and so that we don't take these things cheaply, don't try to imitate Krishna or Srimati Radharani. So therefore, we both have her name. We chant, 1700 times every day, at least minimum 16 rounds. And at the same time, it's a little bit coded, it's protected. It's protected it's a little bit secret, because we say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we both have, but at the same time, we have to understand the value of this, and Prabhupada taught us to understand the proper value of this. And when somebody, I think there were some stories when somebody was taking the name of Radharani too cheaply, he would even stop somebody from chanting. At the same time, he was glorifying the chanting of the holy name, and he was himself also in Vrindavan. He was saying that I would sit in Radha Damodar temple, and somebody would come to my door or to my window and say, Swamiji, Jai Radhe. And I would reply, Jai Radhe. So, in Prabhupada's own words, he said that he was chanting also in Vrindavan, Jai Radhe. But this has to be done with a proper understanding. And at the same time, everybody can sing Hare Krishna and then benefit from the blessings of the holy name, and gradually develop a deeper understanding of Radha and Krishna. Absolute truth in both female and male form. Shakti and Shaktiman, the supreme energy and supreme source of energy, or controller of energy, Krishna. Is this okay? Do you have some more comments on this? Some more points? Hare Krishna.